It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss transportation access for Wisconsin seniors with organizations working on this issue in Green Bay and in West Bend, north of Milwaukee. Call in about transportation issues you've encountered in your community or solutions you want to share. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tina Wietung is Director of Transportation Services for Curative Connections. That's a Green Bay nonprofit providing transportation for the elderly and people with disabilities. Tina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. And Janine Brudvig is here, Executive Director of Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County, helping seniors in the county remain independent. Janine, welcome to you.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Janine, let's start with you. Interfaith Caregivers using a volunteer system to provide transportation to seniors and people with disabilities in the county. What are your organization's greatest challenges for drivers and for your clients?
Sure. So, well, our greatest challenge, since we are a volunteer-driven organization and all of our services depend on those volunteers, is really constantly recruiting to make sure that we have enough folks that are ready to serve to help the number of seniors that we're continuing to see that do need that help with transportation.
Can you give us some numbers? How many volunteers do you have? How many rides do you give?
Sure. Actually, you know, we are really, really on the upswing right now, post-COVID and all the obstacles and pivots we needed to do during that time. Right now, we have in our database about 150 volunteer drivers. Some of those serve, you know, just about every day, some maybe once a week, some once a month. It's really flexible. So we've got that base of drivers, and we are upwards of about 200 rides per week right now. And we are continuing to see that increase.
Mm. Tina, acquaint us with Curative Connections and providing transportation for elderly and people with disabilities in the Green Bay area. What are you encountering?
So we provide specialized transportation, which is a door-to-door service to individuals over the age of 60 automatically qualify. Anybody under 60 with a qualifying disability would also qualify for the service. We operate Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We right now have approximately 55 volunteers registered. However, 13 are inactive due to different circumstances, and we have 7 of them floating off for the winter months of January, February, and March. So realistically, we have about 35 active volunteers.
What is the need like?
Prior to COVID, we bounced between 85 and 100 volunteers to provide the rides. And even then, we were stretched thin. Because of the shortage with volunteers, we've had to hire paid van drivers to get those with needing the accessible transportation to and from their appointments.
Tina, where are your riders trying to go?
We take them anywhere they want to go within Brown County. They can go get their hair done, grocery store, play cards, ADRC if they want to go for lunch. Dialysis takes up a lot of our schedule, medical appointments. So basically anything they want to do, as long as we have the opening when they call, we'll provide it.
Janine, at Interfaith Caregivers, without your organization, how would your riders get to the places they need to go?
So, Tina was talking about the places that they take their seniors to. In our case, we need to prioritize medical transportation. So that being said, the greatest obstacle that our seniors and our community run into is getting across county lines. We operate a fleet of 8 wheelchair accessible vans, and we can go out of county with those, which means that we can get our seniors down to places in Milwaukee County and Waukesha County, where a lot of the major medical campuses are. You know, we are taking rides down to the VA consistently, down to St. Luke's, Aurora, Frederick Medical Campus, all of those specialty clinics. That's where the greatest obstacle is for our seniors, is to get to those critical places. So in our case, for our program, those are our priorities.
Tina, can your organization transport people in motorized, you know, wheelchairs? What about accessibility?
We have a fleet of 24 vehicles. 16 of them are wheelchair accessible. The other 8 are smaller transits, medium and large size transit, but they're passenger vehicles. And unfortunately, our funding does limit our transportation to Brown County residents within Brown County. However, we do prioritize similar, with medical being priority. They can call up to 30 days in advance for those rides, nutritional and social up to 1 week. And we also do book routine rides for medical and employment.
So it sounds as if medical care is the overriding request here for where your seniors need to be going, Tina.
Correct.
Janine, you know, what about these medical visits and the ability to get to these appointments? Do you find that there are times when you just can't take riders?
Well, similar to Tina's program, you know, you do have to set parameters. So we ask for about a 10-day notice from our seniors. If we have a 10-day notice, we can pretty much guarantee that we will be able to fill their ride. We have so many wonderful volunteers, again. And I just want to mention, it's really, really all about the connection. These volunteers are giving of their time and their energy and their talents to help out. And what really happens is, you know, you take a senior who's anxious about getting to their appointment, not sure, they're worried, they're concerned, and you match them with a caring volunteer. And it really turns into a really, really wonderful relationship a lot of times.
Mm. Tina, have you seen that relationship thrive? And what are those conversations like in the vehicle, in transport?
The drivers that we have truly, truly enjoy working with the clients. They find it to be the most rewarding volunteer opportunity that they've experienced. And a lot of them will transport the same clients. We have some drivers that will drive Wednesday morning on an accessible vehicle, and he will have the same group of people. So he forms a relationship, he forms a friendship. And not only do they form friendships with the clients or the members that they're serving, they also do so with the other drivers. It's surprising how new drivers coming in will actually know some of the drivers that are already here without even knowing that they volunteered.
Tina Wietung directs transportation services for Green Bay-based Curative Connections. Janine Brudvig leads Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County. Join our conversation by calling with your questions anytime. Non-drivers, share your stories on getting where you need to go. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With Wisconsin's aging population, we explore issues with transportation access and what to do about gaps in fixed route transportation services for seniors. Call in with your questions, your experiences along the way. Share the transportation hurdles, where you are and what it's like to be a volunteer driver. 800-642-1234. Janine Brudvig heads up the organization Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County. And Tina Wietung leads transportation services for Curative Connections. I want to talk a little bit here about budget, because the Evers administration announced late last year, Tina, $5 million in state and federal funds would go toward improving transportation for seniors and people with disabilities this year. How do you anticipate that funding will be used, and what would that enable?
Well, we work with Brown County Planning. They receive the 8521 transportation assistance money for Brown County. And we work with them as far as budget goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's comparable to what it was last year. The only difference is everything costs more. So with fuel costs, it definitely impacted our budget last year, and we anticipate that it'll do the same this year. We did last year in June have to raise rates from $3 per one-way ride to $4 to help offset those additional costs.
Janine, what about rates where you are? How does that work?
Sure. Yeah. Well, since we are, we're a community-based nonprofit, so budget for us is always, of course, a top concern. And we are really funded through a lot of different funding streams. We do our own fundraising, so that's a piece of it. We have wonderful support within our community from local foundations, grant sources, different community businesses, organizations, churches. And then we are also funded through some federal grants that we apply for. Oftentimes those are very competitive grants. So, we feel fortunate to be in a good position. The fact that we have been able to receive some of those dollars. So again, our funding, again, a lot of it is community-based.
So piecing it together through a number of different funding streams, it sounds like. Well, let me ask,
absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Janine. I mean, as you see the state government, ending the fiscal year with a historic mm-hmm. budget surplus, should the state use some of the surplus to address transportation needs for seniors and people with disabilities?
I think that would be, of course, a fantastic way to utilize some of those dollars. I think the senior population oftentimes is kind of quietly overlooked, but it is, as everybody knows, it's growing and it's going to continue to grow. And if we don't address some of these issues with transportation, organizations like ours and like Tina's are just going to be stretched to the max. We are already, like I mentioned, we are constantly recruiting our volunteer drivers as we see our client list continue to grow, and we do not anticipate any of that slowing down. So yes, I think more dollars towards transportation, and especially for our elderly and disabled population, would be a wonderful use of the money.
Tina, what's on your mind here? What comes up for you?
I agree. I think it's going to continue to be an issue. There's not enough services that can cover all of the needs, not only in Brown County, but everywhere. There's less and less available. Some are cost prohibitive, making it difficult for them to use. Like the paratransit is a great option, and the fixed route service, however, they're limited with the service area that they have. So getting outside of that service area is imperative. There's too big of a need for just us and some of the other smaller services to fill.
And go a little bit further there on paratransit as a public transportation service. What is holding it back? Is it the time it runs or its route? How does it not provide the adequate need for seniors in your area?
I think just the service area is part of that, and I believe some of the routes have changed due to, again, with everybody having to find drivers to fill those spots that are open, to fill the routes, to drive the buses. But that's their funding, and their limitations are strictly three-quarter mile for the paratransit, three-quarter miles within any city bus route is what they serve. Unfortunately, Brown County is a lot bigger than that area that's needing rides. We do, you know, the best we can, but unfortunately there's not services that fill the need and are cost effective for all of the people needing the rides.
Tina Wietung and Janine Brudvig both head up nonprofit organizations working on transportation, providing transportation services to seniors and people with disabilities. Still time to talk about this, 800-642-1234. Janine, when you look at these challenges with cost and drivers and trying to find these funding streams, what does working toward transportation equity mean to you in your county, Washington County?
I think it just means making sure that everybody within the community has access to the transportation that they need to access the resources that they need. In our case, for seniors, it's to maintain access to those services and everything that allows them to remain independent, to remain in their community, to be a part of their community, to be active in their community. Equity just means that the resources are there for folks to get to the places they need to get to.
Well, Janine and Tina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Janine Brudvig is Executive Director of Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County, and Tina Wietung is Director of Transportation Services for Curative Connections, both working on issues related to senior independence. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.